وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته مادي برادر. أخي بارك الله فيك. Look, there is a three different speeds to recite the Quran. The first thing, the slow mood. The second one is the middle mood. The third one is the fast mood. طيب التأودة والتوسط والحدر وهذا كله ترتيل. All this is ترتيل. Question, this kind of speeds and moods came from where? The answer came from the tawatur, from the mutawatir qiraat, from the 10 qiraat mutawatira. The qiraat that mutawatira came to us from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through his companion and through the salaf till now. These all qiraat include the three different speeds, hamza, then similar qiraat to him, the style and the mood of qiraat hamza and similar qiraat to him is slow, and Asim rahimahullah ta'ala is moderate, and Ibn Kathir wa Abu Amr rahimahullah ta'ala is fast. Even though these three styles of speech could be applied for each qiraat, but in general this is the general mood for their qiraat. So this is the dalil, this speech came from where? And no khilaf between Ahl al-Ilm regarding between the Qur'an and reciters regarding this kind of speech. Inshallah, maybe in the future we can explain it more. I just give you in brief. Okay, my dear brother. So second question, what is the... Can we create a new kind of speed from these three? The answer, you cannot, la yajuz. You must follow one of these speeds and these moods to recite the Qur'an. Okay, if you understand that, my dear brother, you will know. These three speeds based on completing the words and the letters and pronouncing and completing the ahkam also. The difference in between them is the ta'udah, the first speed, the slow mood in reciting the Qur'an, which means you give every single rule and letter what it deserves maximally. You understand? Then the middle mood is to give every word and rule and hukum, every letter, every sifa, every description, every hukum, every rule in reciting what it deserves in a middle way. Then al-hadr, to recite fast, is to give every single letter and sifa and hukm and rule what it deserves minimally. So means the three different speeds, all of them based on itqan, completing the rites, but how you complete difference. For example, you can perform the wudu by three different ways. Either you wash the parts of your body of the wudu one time, or either two times, or either three times, isn't it? حيث عباس صحيحين حيث البخاري غسل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أعضاء الوضوء عليه الصلاة والسلام مرة مرة ومرتين مرتين وثلاثا ثلاثا. توضأ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مرة مرة ومرتين مرتين وثلاثا ثلاثا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم performed وضوء one time for every single part of his body. Second time, two times. Third time, three times for everyone. So you have these three options, and all of it is inside the description of a complete wudu. But this by the maximum way, this by the middle way, and this by the minimum way. Same thing in the recitation. And we have a lot of similar for this rule in our religion, not just in the Quran and in the wudu. We have a lot of similar rules and ahkam. So my dear brother, if you understand that, now we need to go exactly to understand what you mean about reciting fast. If reciting fast means you are doing ikhtilas, means you are not completing the letters, the ahkam, the rules, you understand, the mad suddenly disappear from recitation, the elongation disappear from recitation, the ghunan not exist anymore, the letters, some of it is exist, some of it is not exist, because you are reciting fast and you are try your best to get how much you can from the volume of the Quran. If it's like that, my brother, this is not recitation. This we call it akhi playing with the recitation. Why is that? لأن المسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه سماها هذرا كما في البخاري. الحديث الصحيحين أصله الصحيحين حديث المسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه A man came to me and said, Ya Aba Abd al-Rahman, yesterday I could recite half the Quran, half the Mus'haf. فقال له ابن مسعود هذنك هذه الشعر. يعني you recited هذن, هذن means too fast and speedy, like as if you are reciting poem and magazine. It's not a Quran. And better if you recite قل والله أحد by itself, it's one third from the Quran. You understand? That's why, my dear brother, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam minimally give us an option minimally to finish the Quran in 3 days minimum. Because whoever recites the Quran less than 3 days, he cannot understand it. قال من قرأها في أقل من ثلاث لم يفقه. He will never understand it. Maximum in 1 day you recite 10 juz. Maximum. You understand? Why is that? Because of this issue. You understand? So we say you cannot create another speed much faster than the hadr or much slower than the ta'udah, the slow mood. You understand? I wish you understand, my dear brother. I tried my best to make it easy for you to understand with my broken language. But I think it's enough, inshallah. If it's not, inform me. I will re-explain for you. Barakallahu feek.